drops a boom. KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Paul, pick the guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, we pick the fiddle anyhow. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. Mama don't allow no steel plane done around here. Mama don't allow no steel plane done around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Pete, pick a steel anyhow. Mama don't allow no steel plane around here. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Bob don't care what mama don't allow, but he play the drums anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Allow no mandolin playing around here. Mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Johnny pick the mandolin anyhow. Mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, we gon' jam it anyhow. Mama don't allow no music played around here.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized President Trump last night for dismissing thousands of federal employees, and she said Congress needs to call him out when he violates his constitutional limits.
If the president, for instance, should seek to withhold federal funding that has already been authorized and appropriated, That violates the Budget Act, it violates the Impoundment Act, and it cannot be allowed to stand.
Murkowski is one of the most watched Republicans in Congress because she's often willing to cross Trump. But she said if Congress is going to hold Trump to the Constitution, more of her colleagues have to join her.
It requires speaking out and standing up. And that requires, again, more than just one or two Republicans. It requires us as a Congress to do so.
Murkowski spoke during a telephone town hall with more than 1,000 constituents, and many others said they tried to dial in but couldn't get through. She said no question would be too hard to answer and no one would be cut off. One caller asked her about Trump's stance on Ukraine. Trump yesterday called the Ukrainian president a dictator and said, falsely, that Ukraine was the aggressor with Russia. Murkowski said Trump's insults were uncalled for.
It is wrong to suggest that somehow or other Ukraine started this war, asked for this war. It is clear for all the world to see and to know that Putin invaded Ukraine and started the war.
Much of the town hall concerned the mass firing of federal employees. Murkowski said some of the dismissals violated laws meant to protect civil servants. At least 8 U.S. Forest Service employees in Sitka were fired over the weekend amid a national wave of termination for federal employees. A local union representative who declined to be named told KCAW that 8 employees were in roles that included trail and cabin work, tribal relations, and subsistence fish monitoring work. He said along with their dismissals, employees received a generic memo citing, quote, unsatisfactory performance. The recent wave of federal firing has targeted probationary employees, which refers to employees hired within the past 1 or 2 years. Probationary employees have fewer legal protections. The union representative said all 8 Sitka employees were classified as probationary. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from USPS. USPS Ground Advantage Service keeps customers in the know when their shipment leaves the dock, when it's on the move, and when it's delivered. Learn more at usps.com/in-the-know. This is NPR.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. In his first few weeks in office, President Donald Trump has issued a barrage of executive orders aimed at transgender or trans people. Some impact access to health care or could in the future. That leaves many trans Alaskans scared for their health and mental health. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra spoke with trans Alaskans and their families and has this story.
So this is my kid's stuff.
That's a mom who doesn't want to give her name because she's worried for her family. We'll identify her by her first initial, L. L lives in Alaska with her 16-year-old non-binary transmasculine kid, who uses both he and they pronouns. She pulls out a plastic bag full of about 15 small white boxes with prescription labels.
And this we got right like the day after the election. It should last close to a year.
Inside the boxes are glass bottles of testosterone. That's part of her kid's gender-affirming health care. She said she was worried about whether they would be able to fill his prescriptions once Trump took office.
We were in a panic.
It's taken her and her family years to navigate her kid's gender journey. When he hit puberty, she says her kid became a shell of a person. They were anxious, depressed, and self-harming.
It wasn't until we accessed gender-affirming care, which can mean a host of things, but until we accessed hormones, that it was almost like a magic bullet for them.
Trump has issued at least 5 executive orders during his first few weeks in office aimed at trans people. And one is already making it difficult for some trans and non-binary people to access care. Medicaid and TRICARE no longer cover gender-affirming care for people 19 and under. And more executive orders are likely to impact trans and queer rights and care moving forward. One allows the right to deny coverage for religious reasons, and others order federal organizations to enforce a strict sex binary. There are already lawsuits challenging some of those orders. Identity Health Clinic in Anchorage is the largest provider of gender-affirming care in the state. Tom Pittman is Identity's executive director, and he says they've seen Medicaid denials of coverage for minors already. But despite changes in coverage, he says it's legal to seek health care.
It is a right, and we get to have the respect of the society that we live in to do that. It's under attack, but we still get to right now.
Identity has a legal and insurance team to help patients understand their rights and navigate insurance claims. And he says they're planning to launch a fund to financially support patients whose care isn't covered. But he says even if patients can still access health care, the executive orders ostracize trans people. That destabilization is something H, a trans woman in Alaska, has been wrestling with. We're also identifying her by her first initial.
I haven't, like, questioned my safety this much, even in places that I've been, like, assaulted for being trans.
H is also seeing the impacts of executive orders ripple through her community.
I'm so afraid of losing people. Ugh. I've had friends that have submitted themselves to residential treatments already. Like this is f***ing real.
H is an artist, and she says through all of this stress and sorrow, her art has been a lifeline.
As much as they try and separate us, we have the tools to build those connections and to create strong community.
She says throughout history, trans women have always found each other and supported each other. And she says she and her trans sisters in Alaska are doing that now. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Cause I'll do anything I can to win you from the world. It's something that my senses can't control. And if that's him, then shake hands with the devil, little girl. I want your body and your soul. Shake hands with the devil, don't be frightened, I won't hurt you. I don't want your silver or your gold. I'm not after anything that you don't want to give me.
I just want your body and your soul.
Something peaceful and secure. I can't offer anything but me. But I can take you higher than you've ever been before. And show you things you never dare to see. And hand in hand together we can laugh the world away. I'll keep you from the hunger and the cold. So let your love come easy. You don't need to be afraid.
I just want your body and your soul.
Shake hands with the devil. Don't be frightened. I won't hurt you. I don't want your silver or your.
Body and your soul.
Shake, shake hands with the devil. Don't be frightened, I won't hurt you.
There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor. He thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 203 who stops by to visit me. And she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There are lots of special people staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, committed to Parkview.
There's a girl in 307 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quiet well-to-do who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Parkview.
There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head.
There's a writer and a singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide.
There are those who never made it, those who did but now are through.
Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Parkview. They wake us about 6:30, just before the morning meal. While they're taking blood pressure, they ask us how we feel.
And I always say, fantastic, there ain't nothing wrong with me.
And then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep.
And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. But they're taking good care of me, committed to Parkview.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me. Arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me 'neath the green, green grass of
Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. There's something in that music that I love to pick and sing. When the band starts playing, you can hear them fiddles ring. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. When When I hear that steel guitar, it makes me feel so proud. Pretty girls are dancing, just listen to that crowd. From Tennessee to Texas, when they hear me do my thing, they call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of Western swing. On the bandstand almost every night. Anywhere there's beer and wine and the flashing neon lights, they do-si-do to the Cotton Eye Joe and even do the bucking wing. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of Western swing. When I hear that steel guitar, it makes me feel so proud. Pretty girls are dancing, just listen to that crowd. From Tennessee to Texas, when they hear me do my thing, they call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of Western swing. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of Western swing.
Last night I dreamed of loving you. Your skin so soft, your eyes so blue. Then when I woke, you were not there, and I was left alone to care. And I was left alone to love, just like the stars that shine above. They shine so high, so far away. I'd die for you each passing day. It cannot be, it cannot be. I cannot live in misery. When will I hold you in my arms and lay by you beneath the stars? I wish I were a shining star. I'd catch your eye, I'd touch your heart, and there I'd live until I die. Fall like a tear from your blue eyes. Last night I dreamed of loving you. Your skin so soft, your eyes so blue. Then when I woke, you were not there, and I was left alone to care. And I was left alone to care. Last night I dreamed of loving you.
that didn't do me wrong.
Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Cigarettes and whiskey calm my shaking hand. I just lost a lover to a one-night stand.
Something temporary,
too late I had learned. Someone from a past said it couldn't last, a bridge it could burn. Didn't do me wrong.
Jack Daniels, if you please,
knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Promises were broken, dreams were left to die. Empty words were spoken, tears were in our eyes.
Something temporary,
those tears will fade away. Do the best you can, help me understand these games that people play. Didn't do me wrong.
Jack Daniels, if you please,
knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane.
Look here, man, times is sure getting rough. I done got a bucket, it's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it, can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain, I looked down in the sea. Seen the crabs and the fishes, done the bee-bop-bee. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't find no beer. Standing on the corner with my bucket in my hand, just waiting for a woman that ain't got no man. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Thank you. I got a woman in the boss man's yard. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't buy no beer. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Bucket's got a great big hole.
All over town, I'm settling down. All I'm crazy. I know the desk clerk well at the Paradise Motel, and he calls me Mr. Smith. Whenever I check in, he winks and grins at the latest Mrs. Smith I'm with. Now he probably won't believe it's true when he hears I gave a ring to you, 'cause there'll be no more motel rendezvous for this Mr. Smith. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation, be with the good love you're giving me. I used to be a hellraiser, a heartbreaker,
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Shades of night are fallen as the wind begins to sigh, and the world is silhouetted against the sky.
Blue shadows on the trail.
Neither side forgives.
such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can, and some can't, and some can. Broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
One dark stormy night, not a star was in sight. The north wind came howling down the line. There stood a brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear and his orders to pull old number nine. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye. The joy in his heart he couldn't hide. The whole world seemed bright, for she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. The wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along. The black smoke came pouring from the stack. The headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be going back. He sped round the hill and his brave heart stood still. The headlight was shining in his face. He whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to raise his weary head. His breath slowly went as this message he sent to a maiden who thought she would be wed. There's a little white home that I built for our own, where I dreamed we'd be happy, you and I. But I leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gate. Goodbye.
Thank you. not so long ago, maybe just a year or so, I was lonely and was looking for someone. Went down south to New Orleans, still just searching for my dreams. And that's when I saw her, that's how it all begun. She was there on that night, sad for you, I know I'm right. I'll be with you until my race is run. She walked into my life with her cold, evil eyes, and with the lane of her mind, she darkened the sun. My memory tries to speak, but oh Lord, I'm feeling weak, and I blame it on the fact that I was young. Though I know it may sound strange, there is no way I can change what my fate had picked out for me. Now is done. She was there on that night, sad for you, I know I'm right. I'll be with you until my race is run. She walked into my life with her cold, evil eyes, and with the lane of her mind, she darkened the sun. And with the lane of her mind, she darkened the sun.
Heads up to everyone. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board's Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
Miss the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Get around much anymore. Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Says it all.